Good morning and welcome to South Shore Senior News Radio on WATD, the program to help active boomers and seniors age successfully and enjoy themselves while doing it. Each week we're brought to you through the generous sponsorship of our partners. The first part of our show is brought to you by the Elder Law Office of Attorney Judith M. Flynn, a member of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. Attorney Flynn is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. Located in Rockland, Judy works with elders and their families to protect their hard-earned assets and ensure quality care. Call her today to schedule your legal checkup at 781-681-6638. Or visit our firm's website at thelegalcheckup.com. That's thelegalcheckup.com. Now, here's your host, Greg Farrell.
Good morning and welcome to South Shore Senior News Radio. And today we are lucky enough to have our friend back, Judy M. Flynn.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Judy. And we like to call this the Legal Checkup segment, or what I really like to call is the Elder Law Roundup.
Mm-hmm. I like my name better.
I know you do. Actually, it's going to be kind of interesting because you are getting ready to speak at an upcoming conference in Braintree on May 10th.
It's Randolph.
Oh, it's in Randolph. That's right. It's Lombardo's.
Yep.
It is sponsored by South Shore Elder Services. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice event. It's called Aging is Everyone's Future, and it is a kind of a... You're going to do an elder law segment at the beginning. There's an exhibit there with a bunch of exhibitors there where the people can come and walk around and get a lot of information on different elder services, care services, resident
resources.
Yeah, it's really nice. And beforehand, you are going to do a segment on elder law, and you're going to kind of bring people up to speed on a general overview of what they should be thinking about and what's new out there. So you're going to give us a little insight this morning, kind of a preview of the event. So go ahead.
Well, the event starts at 5. People can go and go through the various vendor exhibitor booths. My workshop will be from 5:30 to 6:15, and at 6:15, folks will head in for dinner.
Okay.
They usually get maybe 250, 300 attendees at this event. It's very well attended, but the legal workshop, they can only take 50.
Okay. Are there still slots available, do you know?
It's not sign up ahead of time. It's first come, first
serve. Oh, okay.
So folks should get there probably at closer to the start of 5.
I would say 5,
go to that. So I plan to cover the basics, what folks need to be thinking about, the basic documents they need to have in place.
Yeah.
Common issues like if you have a special needs child or planning for a disabled spouse, eligibility for Mass Health if you need nursing home care or in-home care, different trusts.
Take us through. So what's the introduction going to be like? It's going to be, you're going to get up there, because people, I mean, there's so many different elder law documents to be considered when people are starting to plan. I think a lot of your cases come in, people are already in a crisis situation, they haven't planned. So how, you know, when they come into the room, how's the thing going to start?
Pretty much as if they were coming to my office. I do it all the same way. I do a legal checkup. That's where the name comes from. It's a comprehensive assessment where I go over what do they have in place. Have they done documents before? What's the status? I review them, and I look at reasons why they may need to be updated or revised. It's something, even if you don't have to update just because they're a certain, 3 years old or something, but you want to constantly look at them every few years and see, are these the people I still want to be making these very significant decisions about my health, et cetera.
That's what I was going to ask, because that's interesting. You figure you've done a will, you're good to go until you go, right? But not really.
Not really.
So what are some of the considerations that people are actually would update? Like you say, like guardians or, beneficiaries.
Well, the folks they have in charge, there's lifetime documents, disability documents, where you appoint an agent to make health and medical decisions for you. That's the healthcare proxy.
Yep.
Durable power of attorney, managing your finances, your real estate, your insurance, everything non-medical.
And that's if you become what? Disabled.
Disabled. Or the power of attorney, you can appoint someone to help you now, even though you have capacity and you can handle your own things. You may want a little assistance.
Right. Because it can be confusing.
But those documents die with you, and people do get confused. They think, oh, I'm all set. I have a will. But that's not going to help you if you become incapacitated and need help now.
Right.
That only kicks in on death.
Okay.
And those things need to be reviewed periodically because relationships change, people change. If somebody who's very capable today to do these things for you may not be capable when the time comes.
Right. There's no guarantee they're going to remain healthy.
And they may pass before you.
Right.
Very common.
Do any recommendations, like when you're appointing someone to be playing such an important role in your decision-making to become incapacitated, do you, say, pick someone 20 years younger? Do you say, are there any variables like that that you kind of say to people, this is what you should do to make that selection?
No, I don't think the primary criteria is the age. Mm-hmm. Naturally, you don't want to put a plan in place that has only your elderly spouse or your elderly sibling, because they could pass before you.
Right.
They may be incapacitated. But they can play a role. You just need to have sufficient alternate planning.
Do you have, like, when you do these documents, do you do multiple people? Do you do, like, a primary, a secondary, it'll be tertiary? Is that third? I forget.
That would be third in some cases.
Yeah.
I don't know that we use it in this case. But it depends on the situation. For some situations, a say, agent and a power of attorney might be appropriate. In a healthcare proxy, you can only have one agent at a time. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, by law. It defeats the purpose if there's two people and one says pull the plug, the other one says keep it going.
Yeah.
So co-agents might be appropriate for various reasons, or one, then an alternate, then another alternate. But you shouldn't have to keep going back because circumstances change.
Right.
In doing new documents.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be kind of tough to keep track of. So when we come back, we'll go back into this some more, because this is kind of interesting. There's so many variables, so stay tuned.
Step into the future with Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital. Robotics and functional electrical stimulation are now being used for rehabilitation with patients who have experienced a stroke, brain injury, spinal cord injury, multiple sclerosis, or other neurologic disorder. Call us today, 781-348-2107, and find out how the cutting-edge rehab technology at Braintree Rehab may benefit you. That's 781-348-2107, and take the step that may change your life.
NVNA and Hospice has provided home care services since 1920, caring for people after surgery and hospitalizations, supporting and assisting patients and families with Alzheimer's care, providing end-of-life hospice services, and helping with a host of private care services. NVNA and Hospice delivers compassionate, individualized care to over 25 South Shore communities, from Milton to Plymouth. If you need care where it matters most, at home, let NVNA and Hospice help you. Visit nvna.org or call 781-659-2342.
This is South Shore Senior News on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. We are discussing elder law this morning, and our favorite elder law attorney on the entire South Shore is with us, Judith M. Flynn. And Judy, you know what? I didn't give you the opportunity to give us a little bit of a background on you, because I never get it straight. I always leave it for you to do, and it's quite an impressive background. So take a minute just to kind of familiarize yourself to our listeners.
Well, I practice exclusively in elder law and disability planning, which sort of encompasses estate planning in there, but focused on my population that I serve. Have my primary office in Rockland, satellite office in Mansfield, and appointments in Hingham as needed. President of the Massachusetts Guardianship Association right now, which is a nonprofit association geared towards providing information and resources to family guardians and conservators who are just sort of helping, stepping into this important role, but often don't know what to do to comply with their duties.
Yeah.
It's a big job.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm on the board of directors of the Mass chapter of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. We do a lot of great work. There are several bills pending right now that we're trying to push to protect seniors. So as an organization, we're constantly trying to protect the laws as they are that help our clients and get better laws in place. But it's an uphill battle right now, honestly.
Why is that? What's going on?
The budget. There's no money.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
So some of the laws that you're trying to get into place up there are, what, preserving some of the benefits that exist through, like, Mass Health or, you know, some of those other things? Or?
Yeah. For example, there's so many little details in the bills. They were trying to reduce the personal needs amount that a person in the nursing home who's on MassHealth gets to keep every month. Right now it's $72.80 that they can keep out of their income for things like, you know, the hairdresser or other miscellaneous things. Yeah. They were trying to reduce that, but we got good news yesterday that as, it's not finalized, but as it stands right now, that's protected. That won't be reduced. And it's complicated, I guess, in the legislature. It goes through all these various committees, and the step it's at right now, it's been protected.
Well, they're really trying to do anything they can to make a couple of bucks up there on Beacon Hill, aren't they? Because the budget's so in such a mess.
Right. And things like, I'm sure you've heard, they were going to cut the adult day health programs. And
what happened with that? Because, you know, well, first, bring the subject to light for our listeners, because that's a big one. Adult
well,
day
just
health
with
is
all
a great thing.
It's how people stay out of a nursing home.
Right.
They have the ability to go to these adult day health programs for some stimulation, and it gives the caregivers a break, needless to say. Without that, this person couldn't stay home. So it's
And I just want to make sure our listeners understand what we're talking about here, because, you know, I think it's one of the best things going for elder care and for caregivers to get some respite, like you were talking about. And just even it's great for the elder themselves to get out of the house. These are centers. There's a few of them on the South Shore. They're an adult day program. You actually go there from about, like, say, 8 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, or 8 to 12, or whatever's best for the elder and the family. They're dropped off. They're provided food, they're provided mental
activities, yep.
Mental stimulation, socialization,
companionship, that's right.
Which is key. And now this bill was designed to do what?
Well, it's just in the proposed budget cuts,
yep.
It was going to slash things across the board. One of those things that would be significantly affected is the adult day health programs. But the news we got yesterday, and again, I don't think it's final, but it's as it moves through the process, there has been some additional funding thrown in right now. So it's protected a little bit longer. It's not a
Is that a mass health benefit for people, or is it? How does that funding go? Like, so say I want to have my mother go there.
It depends.
There. It depends on
it
the
depends
situation.
On, yeah, each person. If they're on mass health, there may be some coverage depending on the situation. There are people in the community not necessarily on mass health. There are veterans benefits that help pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
There are various payment sources for the day health, adult day health.
Okay. Now, is this something, when we started out our conversation, we were looking at your upcoming conference that's going to be May 10th in Randolph at Lombardo, starts at 5:15. First come.
Starts at 5, and it's not my conference. It's South Shore Elder Services, just to clarify, and I'll do the legal work.
Yeah.
Well, details. I don't want Diane Sargent listening and thinking now it's my conference.
Well, I think it's your special seminar at the Social Elder
Services. The legal workshop.
Conference.
It will be, I think, an added bonus of the conference this year.
Right. And that these are some of the things that you'll discuss during that very interesting seminar, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think
all these basic things. It's, you know, 45 minutes is not a long time. This stuff gets complicated.
Yeah.
So I'm going to touch on the important things and tell people the things they need to be aware of to look for, to get in and see somebody.
All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll go back into what you're going to discuss during the conference, because we started that in the first segment. We kind of got sidetracked when we started talking about the legislation and stuff, which I think is interesting stuff. But all right, so when we come back, we're going to talk about wills and testamentary gifts. Is that it? Or
wills with testamentary trust.
Trust.
Yes.
All right, very good. We'll be back.
Call the Elder Law Office of Judith M. Flynn to schedule a legal checkup. Judy's practice is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. She'll do a thorough assessment of your personal situation and develop a comprehensive plan that addresses all of your elder law needs. Don't lose your hard-earned assets to the cost of long-term care. Take greater control of your future. Schedule a legal checkup today. Call Elder Law Attorney Judy Flynn at 781-681-6638.
Milton Hospital knows that seniors require a special kind of health care. The geriatrics program at Milton Hospital emphasizes good communication between caregivers to improve the quality of care provided to seniors. Developed in conjunction with Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, Milton Hospital's geriatrics program continually seeks new ways to meet the needs of an aging population. For more information, visit our website at www.miltonhospital.org.
The second half of our show is brought to you by Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital. For 35 years, Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital has been a leader of rehabilitation. The options for rehabilitation can be confusing. Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital offers a higher intensity of therapy, the most innovative and advanced technology, and a specialized staff of physicians, nurses, and therapists dedicated to your care. Recent recipient of the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for Stroke Care, Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital provides quality rehabilitation services right here on the South Shore. Call 781-348-2500 to find out more. That's 781-348-2500. Now, back to the host of South Shore Senior News Radio. Here's Greg Pirrell.
And welcome back to the most confusing episode of South Shore Senior News Radio with our special guest, Elder Law Attorney Judith M. Flynn.
Oh, always happy to be here.
Yeah, no, it's always a lot of fun, and it's always a lot of good information. And so I'm going to get this straight now. We are talking about a seminar you're going to be presenting at the South Shore Elder Services Annual Aging is Everyone's Future Conference.
That's right.
And it's set for May 10th. It's at Lombardo's. And it's a great event. And you're holding a seminar that begins at 5:15, limited seating.
Begins at 5:30. The conference opens at 5. And the legal workshop is at 5:30. But because it's limited seating, it's limited to 50, and they usually get 250, 300 attendees.
Okay, well, we'll have to go back and correct what you said in the first segment. So anyway, tell us a little bit about this whole will and testamentary trust issue that you're discussing there.
Yeah, well, that's part of the whole basic documents. And usually with my senior clients, you know, most of them that come in have sweetheart wills. I leave everything to my beloved spouse.
Yeah.
And that's not the thing to have in place at this stage of the game. They should really change and have wills with testamentary trust, because when you have advance notice that one of them may predecease, it's an opportunity to put the most of the estate in the sick spouse's name, make it a probate asset, because usually things are held jointly.
Mm-hmm.
In order for things to pass according to the will, it has to be in the decedent's name only. So that's an opportunity to put things in the sick spouse's name, passes through probate in the will to the testamentary trust for the benefit of the spouse. And by doing it that way, you don't have to do advance planning for Medicaid. It's non-countable from day one. So in a case where, you know, the sick spouse passes, now a lot of assets go through this will to the trust.
Right.
There's no advance planning needed for the surviving spouse. Anything that passed in this way to that trust is non-countable.
Interesting.
And we're able to supplement their care. Now, they may never need nursing home care. The assets in that trust can be used for whatever, the mortgage, the insurance, new car, whatever. It just cannot be used to pay for anything the public benefits covers.
Now, that's interesting. How do you prepare for that type of situation? So, you know, you have a say that some of your attendees at the seminar are going to have, what do you call them, lovebird trust, wills.
Sweetheart wills.
Sweetheart wills. And they've got that in place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything's all set up and they think they're all set. How do you then set in motion the whole trust aspect of
that? We do a new will.
You do it right, even when everyone's okay.
Well, not at the conference, but yeah,
no,
they
no.
come in to see me later. We look at everything, the whole plan.
And you can set that up before anyone. I think what you were saying, you were planning if someone's going to be on the way out, so to speak.
I instruct all my clients. We have this in place. You may never get the benefit of it if there's not an advance. Some people, it depends on the situation. We might advise clients to disjoint their assets now.
Mm-hmm.
Have half in this spouse's name, half in this spouse's. So we know that if one of them passes, we're going to pass some assets for the benefit of the surviving spouse, which are protected.
Yep.
But in most cases, it's not what I advise immediately. We keep that in mind for down the road. They keep in touch. But in a case, I had a client come back recently. We did these wills with testamentary trust a while ago.
Yep.
One member of the couple was diagnosed with terminal cancer. This is an opportunity where we can take these steps, put the house in the sick spouse's name,
mm-hmm.
and some other assets.
Mm-hmm.
When he or she passes, they'll pass to the trust and be non-countable. And so the surviving spouse has great planning in place from day one.
Right.
No five-year look back in that case,
right.
which we've talked about.
Yeah, which is very beneficial for the
right.
surviving spouse. It's amazing.
It's a simple, simple strategy for huge savings.
Well, you know, that's what I was going to say. It sounds to me like a lot of the topics that you're going to cover at the seminar and a lot of things you do during a legal checkup when people come in, are all of these mechanisms are in place out there that could really save them a lot of time, money, effort, if grief, mm-hmm. if they plan ahead. And it's really quite amazing.
Yeah, it's just so simple. Just so many people just put it off. They mean to come in. It's funny. I've had somebody come in recently with a coupon from the South Shore Senior News from like 4 years ago. And they carried it around. And
oh, what a riot.
I honored it.
Oh, did you? You still
did.
There's no expiration date?
No. Well, it was, but, you know.
Well, you know, that's not the first time I've heard this. You know, it's, mm-hmm. it's funny. A lot of people will hold on to the paper and take advantage of things like that down the road. So people are, and I think it's a good example of what you were saying. People are thinking about it and putting it off, and then there's a trigger that happens that they decide to do it. But
they when it's a crisis.
Right,
yeah.
And they really shouldn't. They should come down. Is there like, if someone wants to come in and have a consultation with you, how does that work? They call you up and say, Judy, I'd like to come in and talk to you about this?
Yeah, we set up an initial consultation, my legal checkup.
Yeah.
And we do a comprehensive assessment of, you know, even if somebody says, I want to come in because I want a deed done. I'm not doing a deed until I look at the whole picture.
Right.
And most people understand that and they appreciate that once I tell them, you know, this is the way we operate. You know, but if somebody really wants to come in just for a deed, I'll tell them you'd be better suited with another attorney because I really believe you need to look at the big picture.
Which makes sense. All right, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the seminar and a special event called Walk to End Alzheimer's that's taking place here in Marshfield. And I know you're a big supporter of the Alzheimer's Association.
And we're going to mention your run.
Oh, yes, I always forget that.
Yep, we can't
ask people to send money. All right, we'll be back.
The Elder Law Office of Judith M. Flynn is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. If you've been thinking about getting a legal checkup, don't delay any longer. Don't wait for a crisis. Attorney Flynn will do a thorough assessment of your personal situation and develop a comprehensive plan that addresses all of your elder law needs. Don't lose your hard-earned assets to the cost of long-term care. Call Elder Law Attorney Judy Flynn at 781-681-6638.
Do you think your driving skills are not what they should be? Let Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital help you decide. We can assess your driving skills and focus on your safety. Our two-part driving evaluation program has been developed to provide assessment of individuals with a variety of disabilities. Braintree Rehab is always here to help you reach your full potential and independence. For additional information or to schedule an appointment, call 781-348-4017. That's 781-348-4017.
This is South Shore Senior News on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. Oh, my goodness.
Time flies when you're having such fun.
It does. It's amazing. So now we're talking about this whole seminar you're doing at the South Shore Elder Services Aging is Everyone's Future Conference. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about testamentary trust, which was quite interesting, really fascinating. What are some of the other highlights you're going to touch on during the event?
Well, again, the basic documents, you know, healthcare proxy, power of attorney, living wills, the wills with testamentary trust, special needs planning.
Let's touch on that a little bit.
The common mistakes people make when they're planning for, say, a child with special needs. I'm going to go over those things.
Mm-hmm.
Special needs trust, just different things to be aware of with that type of planning. Frequently people say, I'm going to leave this money to, you know, my son to take care of my disabled daughter. I know he'll take care of her.
Right.
And that's not the way to do it. I mean, if it's left to one child in their name, it could be reachable by their creditors, et cetera, or in a divorce. It's a marital asset on paper.
Interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
Just different things like that, things to be aware of. How to pick an appropriate trustee, how to express in a memorandum of intent what your wishes are for your child. It's important not just to leave a trust and appoint guardians for your kids, but you have to sort of fill that person in on what are their likes, dislikes, their needs, you know, your goals for their future. What are the things that the trust fund should be used for to enhance their quality of life and maximize their potential? And so there's just we're going to touch on a lot and I'll give them resources.
Which I think is great because, you know, there's nothing worse than going to a seminar and being overwhelmed with too much information.
Mm-hmm.
So what it sounds like you're going to do is you're going to break it down into simple, kind of understandable terms. These are things you should be thinking about. And then if people want to follow up, if they haven't thought about it, they can call you or, you know, do whatever they want to follow up and get those documents in place. So I think that's going to be good.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to let you tell us when that event is again, so just to refresh everyone's memory.
They heard the tape, Rick. Now, the conference starts at 5 at Lombardo's and Randolph's. The legal workshop starts at 5:30 and goes to 6:15. And dinner and the speaker, we should mention, is Jane B. Ford. Of the Joy Path.
Yes, and correct, yeah.
She's going to talk about caregivers, I think, taking care of themselves.
Which is critical.
It really is.
It really is important.
Folks have a hard time with that. I see that a lot, yeah. Where they need to take care of themselves to be available to care for the one they're caring for.
That's right. All right. Then I wanted to, the folks at the Alzheimer's Association called me this week and asked me if I would discuss this during the program today, and I'd love to because I think it's a nice thing. It's a special event. It's set for Thursday, May 12th, which is the Thursday after the conference. It is from 7 to 8 p.m., and it's right here in Marshfield on the town green, and it's called Illuminating Hope, a Candlelight Tribute Rally. And they're just asking people to kind of come down to the Marshfield Town Green and to enjoy some music and meet staff from the Alzheimer's mm-hmm. Association and share stories with others. And it's kind of like a little bit of a support group, but it's going to be outside. Hopefully it's very nice weather. And I know you've been really actively involved with the Alzheimer's Association.
I have. I've tried to raise funds every year, either through the Memory Walk or last year I did the Run for the Memory.
Yeah.
And, Greg, take this opportunity. You are doing the half marathon, I understand, this year?
That's right. May 29th. It's called the Run for the Memory. And it's I have a fundraising goal of $1,000. I'm getting there. It's taken a while. I haven't been doing too much.
So where can your listeners send their donations?
Well, they can send their donations. They have to send it in to the Alzheimer's Association, and there's actually they can email me, and I can give them the information because I don't have that with me. You caught me by surprise.
And who's ill-prepared? there is a link. If they go to the Alzheimer's page and go to the half marathon, they can put in your name, and it will bring up a link to your donation
page. Oh, good. Oh, that'll be good. So I think that's a great event, and I think that I'm very excited about that. I'm actually doing well training, so I think I may actually make it.
I have no doubt. I'm sure you will.
And so if people want to participate in that event, they can go to the Alzheimer's Association webpage, and that is www.alz.org.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to get, and it's actually .org/MANH, which is the Massachusetts New Hampshire chapter
right.
site, which is more specific. And they can also get more information on this Walk to End Alzheimer's event that's taking place here in Marshfield, May 12th, which I think is going to be a very nice event. I had hoped mm-hmm. someone from the association was coming in to talk about, but they couldn't make it.
The Alzheimer's website also is a great resource. It has the number for the 24-hour hotline and information on programs, seminars, so people should know that's out there.
All right. When we come back, we haven't told people how to get in touch with you, so we'll do that when we come back. So stay tuned.
You have a lot of choices for skilled nursing care on the South Shore, but nursing homes are not all created equal. This is Scott Wally for the Royal Health Group and Royal Braintree Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, where innovative health care is our mission and our promise. The record of excellent outcomes experienced by our short-term rehab patients grows longer every day. Dorothy Shea came to us after knee replacement surgery and raved about the expert level of care she received, not to mention excellent food and accommodations. When it's time for the other knee to get done, says Dorothy, she promises to return to Royal Braintree only. Royal Braintree's Royal Innovation Alzheimer's Care Program is directed by one of the region's leading experts in cognitive impairment. There is a better way, and Maureen Bradley has extended the industry's culture change movement to our Alzheimer's and dementia residents, ensuring them of every opportunity for the very best quality of life possible. Visit us at royalhealthgroup.com for more information or to schedule a visit. We'd love to show you around. Royal Braintree Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, ensuring the royal standard of excellence from our family to yours.
All right, we are wrapping up the show here, Judy, and we didn't have the opportunity to tell people how they can get in touch with you in case they can't come to the seminar.
Sure. The phone number is 781-681-6638, or the website is thelegalcheckup.com.
And I don't want our listeners to be confused. You really do know what you're talking about, and you're very good
at
what you do.
It's just when I'm here with you, Greg.
Okay. All right, we'll see everyone next week. Thank you.